The Israel Report with Rolene Marx.
Shana Tova, Rolene Marx. It feels like it's been forever.
Shana Tova, I tell you, it has felt like it's been forever. But wow, I'm so curious listening to all those comments. Wow, you know, I remember my one late grandfather who served in the armed forces under, I think it was His Majesty's Armed Forces during World War II. Jeez. You could not convince him to use a German anything. Thing, not a pencil. He would rather walk than drive a VW and a Ford for all that matter. So yeah, very, very interesting comments coming in. And as for the missile towards North Korea, it seems the United Nations are too busy with stupid conferences allegedly against racism, but really just Israel bashing. So that could explain why they're not too bothered about missiles. Just saying, so.
Just saying, Rolene Marx, I'm sure. There is so much news. I miss talking to you about this prison break because on the one hand, we read about it. Then we read that there was unrest in the West Bank in support of the break. Then we read that nobody offered them any assistance. Just what is going on with this story?
Well, four down, two to go. And as we speak, we do still have a massive manhunt underway in the area of Jenin and the towns very, very close to it. You know, a lot of people messaged me over the week saying, do you think that maybe these prisoners have escaped to neighboring countries? No, I think, you know, we've got very, very good intelligence on the ground. We know more or less where they would be headed. They most certainly would be headed towards family and friends who would shelter them. But yeah, very, very interesting scenes this weekend as our security forces captured the four, including Zakaria Zubaydi, who's probably the most dangerous of all the prisoners who escaped. So just to recap, these were six prisoners who literally tunneled out of Gilboa prison in the north using rusted spoons and all sorts of like little equipment. These are prisoners that are security prisoners. They're terrorists with blood on their hands, some of which who had carried out terror acts against Israeli citizens. And a lot of discussion, conjecture, of course, the prison service is going to be coming up for an investigation as to how this happened, especially on their watch. Many are calling for the head of Katy Perry. Katy Perry, not the pop star, people.
Yeah.
She is the head of prison services, calling for her to resign. Security minister saying that, you know, we have to draw a line between what is guilt and what is responsibility. And while we're not guilty, we're certainly responsible. However, Walla, which is one of the publications in Israel news services, reports that the escape of these prisoners was filmed in real time by the facility's security cameras, but no one was monitoring at the time of the jailbreak. I mean, this is just absolutely shocking. And that according to this report, guard dogs in the prison yard began to bark as they started to emerge from their hole, activating a warning system in which the security cameras could focus on the area of the prison where the dogs were barking. Apparently, the guard on duty at the time is suspected of watching television and not noticing the live feed of the six escaping or the warning system that was activated. This is according to this report. And of course, we'll know more as soon as more details are released. We did have two prison guards who were questioned under caution on Thursday. But this is where we are sitting at the moment. But what is absolutely fascinating is that apparently, according to investigators, they say they had no outside help, that they were tracked down using military trackers, and that any help that they tried to get from Arab Israelis, they were refused. So whether it was help for food or help for transport, they were refused. And apparently, Zubaydi and several others were found in a truck parking lot under a semi-tractor. I don't know what that is. If somebody could enlighten me what a semi-tractor is, like sports, I'm not very good with vehicles, guys. They were found apparently humiliated and hungry and absolutely embarrassed. and scared that this had happened. So they were carted off and are firmly back in prison, and the net is closing in on the other two who are still at large.
Rolene, rockets fired at Israel for a third night in a row from Gaza. Has this got something to do with Qatari money?
It's reckoned that this doesn't necessarily have anything to do with Qatari money, but more to send a message to Israel about recapturing the prisoners. You know, we've had three nights in a row where rockets have been fired towards Israeli sovereign territory. Last night, the Iron Dome intercepting. You know, thank goodness for the Iron Domes. They are rolled out across the country at the moment. This intercepting any incoming projectiles, the IDF's striking targets within the Gaza Strip. In response to this, we have a zero tolerance policy with regards to rockets or projectiles being fired into Israeli territory. And one of the reasons that terror entities are saying they fired this rocket is to express their outrage that the prisoners had been recaptured.
Well, there's no ways you can afford to allow them to dictate the agenda. I mean, that just can't happen. Let's move on to this really interesting and semi-historic meeting between Bennett and Sisi.
Isn't it fantastic? So this is the first time that Prime Minister Bennett is on the African continent, and the first time an Israeli premier has been in Egypt for 10 years. So the meeting is taking place at the moment in Sharm el-Sheikh. This is very close to the Red Sea. According to Al Arabiya, which is a newspaper publication, there are reports that Egypt is going to offer to host an international peace conference during this meeting. And this would likely entail our Palestinian neighbors. It would largely entail what to do with the situation in Gaza. Both Egypt and Israel have blockades and maritime blockades on Gaza. In fact, there was a report last week which was barely registered by the international media, Simon and listeners, that Egypt had gassed one of the tunnels, killing several Palestinians who were inside those tunnels last week. I mean, this is just simply extraordinary. It's not a mechanism that Israel would certainly use, but none of that came up for attention. But certainly, I think Sisi's looking ways to turn our peace into a much warmer peace. And we also have reports that Egypt Air will be flying direct from Cairo to Tel Aviv starting next month. This is hugely significant. Any flights between Egypt and Israel have been handled very, very quietly and licensed out to another agency. But this is the first time we'll see the national carrier making such an outward display. And we will see if Sisi is successful in calling a peace conference together. He wants to see the peace talks firmly put back on the agenda, and he reckons he is just the man who could play an important role to do that.
And if you could have a warmer peace with Egypt like you do have with the UAE, wouldn't that just be the most incredible thing ever?
Well, that would be amazing. And in just a few days' time, we celebrate 1 year of peace agreements with Bahrain. And this just in, the mayor of Sderot, Mayor Alon Davidi, has cancelled any planned slichot prayer events. This is Monday night, for fear of another night of rocket attacks on the town of Sderot. So this is happening as we speak, and unfortunately we don't want to see a fourth consecutive night of rocket fire coming from the Gaza Strip.
So what's really very interesting as well, Rolene, is the fact that Lapid is recognizing that something needs to be done. It just can't be contained, the issue in Gaza, and he's put a long-term plan on the table, or at least a strategy.
Well, this is what he reckons should be the way to go. You know, there is a humanitarian crisis, and nobody wants to see this crisis continue, and certainly not Israel. We don't want to see our neighbors in Gaza suffer. as a result of the activities of those that govern the Gaza Strip. So he has put forward what he believes is his plan. This was at the IDC, International Institute for Counterterrorism. He says that he believes that this is a more realistic approach towards the reconstruction of Gaza in exchange for disarmament, or what we would call the quiescence of Hamas. So he believes that the way to go is to strengthen Gaza economically by putting a lot of resources, by rebuilding infrastructure, a lot of infrastructure that has suffered over the years. Now, he's presented this to U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, Sergey Lavrov, he's the Russian foreign minister, and various representatives from the Gulf and the EU. Very interesting to see now how the Gulf states are playing a role in this. And he believes that it should take place in two phases. It would include an overhaul of Gaza's electricity, health and transportation systems. This in exchange for Hamas disarming or ceasing its military build-up, so to speak. And then he believes that once milestones have been reached there, then an unspecified period, which would include major infrastructure projects within there, would be started. And he wants the Palestinian Authority to manage this process. However, we do have a bit of a snag there, Simon. Neither Hamas or the Palestinian Authority want the Palestinian Authority to be responsible for this. So this is where we are at the moment, but really, really trying to be pragmatic as far as this is concerned.
So even with the extra time, we still didn't get through everything we wanted to. Can't say I'm surprised. Rolene Marks, Adrian says, for Rolene, a semi-tractor is basically a big semi-truck without the payload trailer attached. So there you can say you learned something here. And I'm dying to know if that noise in the background was a big old lawnmower, a drone, or the biggest mozzie of all time.
I can tell you exactly what it is. It's construction at my neighbor's. What can I say?
Listen, you are worth battling through your neighbor's construction. Rolene Marks, thank you so much. I will chat to you again tomorrow.
Absolutely. That's the day.